Hey, Pete.
Hey, that customer for Tom Landrin.
Okay, yeah.
I call his number. I get a voicemail.
Well, he said he can dial out fine. He can't receive.
I mean, I called and I got a voicemail.
He says it's not ringing. Even the voicemail may be engaged, but the phone is physically not ringing at his location.
It literally rings twice, and then the voicemail picks up.
I have no control over the voicemail. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting here with my thumb up my ass at G's.
Oh, okay.
These fucking ass. I can't stand this freaking team chat. I need to talk to somebody.
I can't stand teams. I can't follow it. It's just I don't know. It's intrusive. I find it annoying.
Yeah, but you know, I don't get an answer right away. I'm like, dude, I need answers like now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They won't.
I'm gonna see that.
There's not even a number you could contact anybody at, right?
No, but I call Thomas. I mean, I text Thomas on the chat. I was like, hey, can you give me a call? So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's a pain in the ass too.
Listen, I know, but you know.
All right.
They want me to sit here. Meanwhile, I got troubles piling up. I mean, this is fucking what we're talking about. It's bullshit.
What's going on with cheese? Is it just like not done, not probed on the outside?
Dude, I'm sitting up here with my thumb up my ass, waiting for this thing to provision. It's not provision. It's saying provision. It's saying provision was successful, yet my modem's still blinking green. And I messaged this like a half hour ago, and the guy asked me, what's the ticket number? Meanwhile, I put the ticket number on the first friggin' thing that I said.
Ugh.
I'm like, read my fucking things, you dumbass.
Jesus.
All right, let me freaking saying, and if not, I'm going to call somebody.
All right, you got it.
All right.
Thank you, Pete. Bye-bye.